Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Desperate House Witches. I am Dorian Wallace, joined as always by my lovely sister Raina Sa. How you doing, Mama?
Hello. I'm good.
Hello. She's tired tonight, so we're going to be quiet.
Yeah, fuck you. So anyway.
There's my girl.
There you go. All right, so I'm just gonna go. So
okay.
Buckle in. Anyway, if you're new to Desperate House Witches, welcome. Glad you're here. I am about to probably launch a tirade of a bunch of swear words. So if you find that offensive, you may not want to hang around. Other than that, to all our new listeners, welcome. Glad you're here. Hope you enjoy the show. We have an exciting bunch of guests coming up over the next few months. We're pretty excited. Plus, of course,
yes,
several favorites who always come back. You know, we have our monthly political update with Taliesin, the first Friday of every month. And I think it's safe to announce this. Well, let me do the business end of this first.
Yes.
We'd like to give a shout out to our sponsors, The Angry Cauldron. The Angry Cauldron for all of your mystical, magical needs, and they do international shipping. And, oh, gosh, I still need to order bath bombs. Fuck! I'm down to my last three. Anyway, they have spells, they have consultations, they have what you're looking for. If you're looking for it, they got it. Go there. The Angry
Yes.
Cauldron. And our other sponsor, the amazing Dorothy Morrison, the Wicked Witch herself, we love it. She has agreed to do some more shows with us a little more often. So
yay!
You're looking out for that. Yes. I guess she got tired of hearing me cry and plead and beg. It was one of those, all right, Raina, shut up. I'll do it. Because I can be, you know, gee, what do you think? I could be annoying. Yeah. Yeah. I admit it.
Nah.
I don't give a fuck. Speaking of things I do not give a fuck about, let me launch, because
yes,
I am over it already. It is day 7 of this fucknuts presidency, and I am over it. They're having this march. Now, listen, I am pro-protest, okay? And you don't have to be on my side for me to believe in protesting. That's lovely. Mike Pence was in Washington today, where he fucking belongs if he's the VP. He should be doing his job instead of marching, but okay, he has a right to go and protest. But quite frankly, this march they had for pro-life rights, well, I shouldn't even say that. It's unborn rights, okay? It's pro-fetus, and obviously, it was a smaller march than the one that took place last weekend. They do not understand. You know, it's unbelievable. People need to get a clue. I actually have dealt with someone during my daytime life who said these words when asked, aren't you concerned about some of the things Trump has been saying? Said, I don't care, my side. That is the mentality of folk. And now, I'm not saying all Republicans are like that. I'm not saying all people who voted for Trump are like that. But I am seeing more and more instances of, well, I don't care what he says. He's not a Democrat. If this is the basis of why you place a vote, you need to do a hell of a lot more self-examination about what it is you're voting for. and your own
yep.
motivations. If this is just about winners and losers, then we have a huge problem. You know, Trump actually did something I agree with. He's ending TPP.
Yes.
Okay. That's a good thing.
That was a good step in the right direction.
It was a step.
A step. And then he took 20 backwards.
Exactly. It was a single step correct against a backdrop, a melange, if you will, of absolute shit. He's reactivated the Dakota Pipeline, or he's getting ready to. And there was another one. There are two pipelines. I apologize. I don't remember the other one off the top of my head. But neither of these things are good. And here we go. Everybody's going to have to go right back to Standing Rock and start this shit all over again. It's like,
and we will.
Win a victory, we lose a victory. You know, we lose a battle. We win a victory, we lose a battle. Now it's all losing battles. And let me just explain to the folks some of the things that they may have forgotten that they've lost because of this new administration. So everyone is pretty much aware at this point that the ACA is Obamacare. And if you are losing your coverage, you are losing your coverage without a suitable replacement. We still have no details of any kind of replacement. That's freaking people out. Until you have a plan, you really shouldn't take away what's existing.
Well,
because people are going to die.
I don't think they can take it away until they have a replacement. Like, that coverage is still in place.
At the moment.
Not for long.
But they've already taking steps. One of the important things that people just have kind of ignored, there was about to be a law about overtime, that if you made under a certain amount of money, you were going to be entitled to overtime whether or not you were an hourly employee. When we did not win the last election, that law got put on hold. A lot of people have already forgotten that they were about to get a raise. That's gone. Point blank, period. So people have, and this has affected his supporters. They don't, a lot of them don't even remember that this law was about to go into effect. As of January 1st, if you made under a certain amount of money, you were going to get overtime whether or not you were a salaried employee. Gone. So people need to start thinking about, and I'm talking to Republicans here, people need to start thinking about all of the things that are slowly eroding or quickly eroding away due to this administration. I know y'all are probably sick to death of hearing Raina talk about politics. I love it, but mama don't give a fuck right now, okay? Our way of life is at stake here. You know, HB2, the bathroom bill, Republican lawmakers have already said from the North Carolina Senate, they do not see a pathway to repealing. There is no current plan. Our governor is fighting this. Very difficult to be the only Democrat in the room sometimes, but there it is. So all of these things that we keep posting politically, I do it personally. I don't necessarily put it on our show page. Maybe I should start. I sign petitions every single morning. And now in the evening, and there are phone calls and conference calls about plans of action. Please get involved. If this administration is freaking you out even half as much as it's freaking me out, we have to take steps to ensure that this is a one-term situation. Got to do it.
Exactly.
The governor of Mississippi, I believe, I may have that wrong. I believe it's Mississippi, and I believe it's the governor, signed a bill reinstituting not being able, you don't have to sell to people you don't want to sell to. You don't have to sell to gay people if you own a shop. Without any repercussion, you just get to choose.
That can backfire on them.
It can.
You know,
they don't give a shit.
I
wanted to talk about this woman who owns the Joy of Knitting. Did you hear about this piece of work?
Yes, I did.
Oh, yes. The Joy of Knitting. This woman who owns the Joy of Knitting decided that she was going to get on Facebook and tell people that if they were buying products from her that had anything to do with the Women's March, you know how everybody had those beautifully knitted hats, those big, beautiful pink pussy hats? She said, if you're planning any of that or you're involved in that, you're vile, evil, and some form of disgusting. Don't spend your money here. My shop doesn't need your money. Seriously, the fact that we're not even in a polite society anymore. People don't mind their manners. People are not even minding their manners. It is making me insane. Every morning I wake up and I think, great goddess Hecate, dark mother, let this be the time of your ravenous beauty that comes down and cleans house and gets rid of these vile, hateful, evil people. Hail Hecate. Save
Hail
us.
Hecate.
Hail
and Kali.
And Kali.
That is the number one reason I put her up it's like a comic book version, kind of, but I thought it was really, I don't know, it spoke to me. Yeah, she's got daggers out. It's like, yes, I love it. Love it. Oh, somebody in the chat room, Lisa, said Joy of Knitting now has a 1-star rating online and on Yelp. You know,
everybody swooped in because we have released the flying fucking monkeys and we are going to take you bastards down. I'm telling you, take these people down in every way, shape, or form. The White House has closed down the comment line, so I read Teen Vogue and a few other people have promoted the idea of call his hotels, call his golf courses, call any of Trump's businesses, infest them, call them, be relentless, do it 24/7 with your friends. It could be like a party. Some people have practiced their public speaking by writing scripts to read to these people, and if you get hung up on once, it is a badge of honor. Continue to be hung up on. Keep these people occupied. Keep letting them know you are unhappy, dissatisfied. You're not going to put up with this insanity. These people, I mean, I'm telling you, on and on and on. There are multiple ways to get at Trump. Multiple ways to get at Trump. If he's going to be
that
stupid.
The squeaky wheel gets the oil.
Grease.
Squeaky
Squeak. Wheel gets the grease.
Squeak, baby. Squeak.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What she said.
Something.
Squeak.
Yeah, something that has given me a little bit of hope and I am thoroughly enjoying. If you have a Twitter account, and if you have not, actually your youngest son posted something about it today. I believe it was the shutdown version of we've got people on the inside of the White House that are whistleblowers that are like, this one was actually called Whistleblower at White House Leak account. And it got shut down, but the first tweet, because somebody copied and pasted it before they shut it down, Word to the wise that real Donald Trump has no idea how to fix Obamacare. He still doesn't know what a high pool risk is, or a high risk pool is. So that one has been shut down, but there are several others. Rogue POTUS staff, and it's R-O-U or R-O-G-U-E, capital P, capital O, capital T, capital U, capital S, P-A-F-F. And they've listed some other rogue accounts like NASA, the Park Services, the EPA, FDA. There's like a ton of them. Let me open this up. NIH, I'm not sure what that is. Oh, Science Advocates, NOAA, National Weather Service, National Forest Service, I mean, VA even. So if you're on Twitter, go look these people up because they are insiders. We don't want them found out, obviously, and obviously they are going to take precautions, but they're leaking out information a little by little, and it's pretty damn awesome.
We have to support them by following them on Twitter. We have to support journalism. It is more important than ever to support real journalism. If you have the wherewithal, subscribe to an actual newspaper. Subscribe to the New York Times if you can, or the Washington Post if you can, or even Vanity Fair if you can. Papers that are reputable, papers with real journalists. I'm not talking about the New York Post. I'm not talking about hack jobs. I'm talking about real news by real reporters, not opinion pieces, although I love my fair share of opinion pieces because they agree with me, and I agree with them. And it's very rare that I will actually ever post an op-ed, although I did this week for like the first time. But real journalism is in danger. And obviously, everything in the world, government-wise, that protects us is in danger. So we have to be supportive of those people who are fighting the good fight. I also wanted to say, blessed Imbolc. Imbolc is Wednesday this coming week. Happy midwinter. I want to encourage everybody to focus as much magic as they can on no harm coming from this administration, even though we've already seen the evidence of harm attempting to be inflicted at great levels in a way I have never seen in my lifetime. It's pretty unnerving, and there are moments where I am really terrified if I sit and, you know, think about it too much and try to draw it out to its logical conclusion. I don't want to get mired in that. Nobody should get mired in that. But magic is not enough. It's great to light candles. It's great to petition our gods for whatever it is we need. But I don't encourage harm because harm turns around and can smack you in the face. Unless it's justified. Now, that's another story. I learned that from Dorothy Morrison. But that is a subject each witch has to take up on their own. Each pagan has to make that decision for themselves. It's a level of what are you comfortable with, what are you willing to put up with and deal with, directing your energy in such a manner. But I do, again, want to encourage you, it's not just using magic. It's also actually taking steps, making those phone calls. I've been hung up on more this week than I ever have if you put together every call I ever got in the last 55 and a half years. So I take the rejection as a badge of honor. You should too. I sneak phone calls in during lunch. during lunch, I am, you know, sending money to certain people like Move On and, you know, select Democrats to keep fighting. And and making phone calls and annoying the fuck out of people. And so, and I have to admit, I get a sick pleasure if you have hung up on me and I call back and you answer the phone again. Yeah, it's a beautiful thing. I'm going to ruin somebody's day until they report to their boss. And you may be able to shut down the White House comment line, but you can't shut down this motherfucker's businesses. Those phone lines have to stay open. Otherwise, Johnny doesn't make money. And speaking of Donnie not making money, the more you jam all of his phone lines, the less people who actually want to spend money with this fucknut can't get through. So, again, I encourage my witches and all my pagans, use your energy, use your magic, use your phone, and use your computer. Do not give these bastards any rest, because they're not letting me get any sleep. And I'm sure there's a whole bunch of you out there who aren't getting any sleep either, worrying about this bullshit.
Yeah.
All right, I said my piece.
Personally, I'm kind of having to take a break because I'm at the point, and especially with other empaths, take a break. Your friends are, because I don't know, I see people arguing back and forth on both sides. Oh, quit being such a baby, shut up, and, this side fighting back and that side fighting back, and it's just so much fighting, and it's getting us nowhere.
Yeah.
I swore last year.
Yeah. Huh? I disagree, but go ahead.
No, I'm not saying it's getting us nowhere, but the fighting, like trying to convince idiots, personally, I've stopped trying to convince idiots, but I'm like, whatever, you can think what you want, but that's not okay. And I'm going to let you know that's not okay. You're entitled to your opinion, but your opinion is stupid. But I've had to go through and just kind of stay off of Facebook, because it was getting overloading at one point. I had to go out and ground, because it's distracting from what we need to do. I'm not saying for everybody. This is me, just me. Do what helps you and do what you can to help. That's important. It's very important because everybody's scared. Everybody's angry, and everybody's angry for different reasons. But I did come across another Twitter account that tweets out Trump regrets, and it's nothing but they retweet posts of people who voted for Trump that are like, oh, shit, what did I do? Wait a minute. This is not what you said. It's like, we told you. You didn't listen to us. Too bad. So sad for you. Now you going to help us? Those people you can get through to. Those are the people we need to reach out to instead of condemning them and saying what we want, like, ha-ha, told you so, which is very tempting. If you see something like that, reach out to that person. Say, okay, you want to help us change this? Because regardless of what they say, as far as this side or that side, we are all the human race. And I don't mean that to sound cliche, but we need to band together. And look what we did. I wasn't able to go because I was sick as a freaking dog. So was my husband, but I was with you all in spirit, and it was beautiful to watch all the pictures. And who cares if they make fun of you for doing it? Who cares? Their opinion does not mean shit. It's the meat of it that we have to get to. I'm not good at explaining things. This is why, if anybody comes up to me, oh, can you teach me how to be a witch? Yeah, I can tell you books to read, but I'm not good at explaining things, folks. I apologize.
You're fine.
No, I'm gonna stop there. I know what I'm trying to say, but I can't get it out.
Proving that she's the good sister because she believes in reaching out, and I don't. Fuck these people. In my opinion, nah. You know what? We tried to convince them for years, and half of them are more than happy to say, our side won, you suck, suck it up, that's it. Let me tell you something. When Bernie Sanders wasn't the nominee, I had to suck it up. Okay, I sucked it up. This is not the same fucking thing. Not by a long shot. Not by a long shot. Okay? We would not have been in this kind of danger if anybody but Trump had been elected. But no.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. I cannot excuse people who purposely voted for someone who has proven his misogyny, proven his racism, proven that he doesn't like anybody but himself and people who are exactly like him. And Republicans, if you're listening, 99% of you don't have enough money for him to piss on you if you were on fire. So I am telling you, these people do not care about you. These people will not support you. Those of you who can't afford health care are fucked. Those of you who thought that he was going to make Mexico pay for the wall, too bad for you.
You know,
I'm so sorry. He has decided that he doesn't want to wait for Mexico to pay. The Mexican president has said, I'm not paying for your fucking wall. Those were his words. I don't blame him. I would tell Trump to take that wall and shove it up his ass as well. So as far as the people who voted for Trump who now have regret because they're losing things because of it, I have no fucking sympathy. Zero. Zilcho. None. No. I don't want to reach across the aisle to misogyny and sexism and racism and elitism. No thanks. You all can stay on that side. There's still more of us than there are of you. No, you're the good sister. I know that. I have said it for years. I will continue to say it. I'm the sister that says, go fuck yourself.
Oh,
sorry.
Don't get me wrong. Most of the time I'm like, go fuck yourself. But if I see an opportunity, and this, like I said, this is just me personally. You know, and if you are of the same cut of the same cloth, then do it. You know, I have not personally said shit to anybody just yet, but I think those kind of people may be reachable. And if we condemn them, you know, like, okay, it's like a kid. You know, view it as a toddler. You know, you tell them, don't touch that. It's hot. No. Don't touch that. It's hot. What are they going to do? They're going to fucking touch it. Anybody who has kids or has been around kids long enough, you know what's going to happen. And you can either physically pull them away. You know, I mean, yes, obviously, if it's an open flame. But, you know, if it's like a warm stove and they go to touch it, let them do it once as long as they're not going to get injured. You know, and then say, okay, now do you understand why I was saying, don't touch that? This is the way I view it. You know.
Okay. The difference between touching a hot stove and the destruction of a way of life are like apples and hand grenades. I can't even compare the two. Because the destruction of a civilization, and I'm not trying to be melodramatic, but a way of life here in America is at risk. And already the rights of the people who fought and fought and fought and finally got them, those rights are now in danger. And they just got those rights. So And that's just that. You know, Roe v. Wade is the law of the land. Now that's getting chipped away at. So my concern is that because of the decision to prop up, and, you know, not all Republicans are created equal at all, granted, but people who vote for the worst possible person that they could vote for, knowing everything that was made public before the election. Nah, you're the nice one. I can't be that nice, and I'm not going to be that nice. No,
I'm not saying you have to. No, I'm not trying to convince you. I'm not.
But I don't think those people are reachable out of good human spirit. I think the only thing that reaches them is what affects them directly. And you have to look beyond yourself at the larger picture. You all said, oh, well, he's a businessman. He's going to make good deals. When he talks about bringing coal mining jobs back, that's a good deal. When he talks about basically destroying and ripping the land apart and fracking, this is but at a level like no one's ever seen before. This is all his personal piggy bank. That's where all of this money is going to go. He is going to make so much money that no one in his family will have to work for the next 12 generations. That's the kind of money he can make destroying America, destroying the land, destroying the people, just destroying the people. You know, taking away women's rights to choose. He wants to make it great again like it was in the 40s and the 30s. That to him is great. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
I mean,
he's
a
white man.
Exactly. And he
is
the greatest.
Of course, that's going to be great for him.
Yeah, and he's the biggest con artist, I think, that I've ever seen run for political office. You know, he appeals to the worst possible aspects of the human condition. The worst, most base, horrible things that people shouldn't feel, but feel anyway. The things that people shouldn't say in public, he says in public. And I look at the throngs of morons that are like, yeah, throw him out of the country, lock her up, you know, locker room talk is okay. I know a lot of men who've been in a lot of locker rooms, and not one of them can confirm that they have ever spoken about women the way he has spoken about women. You know, there was this thing for a while, Free Melania, because of how upset she always looks every time his back is turned. But then I have to remind people that Melania Trump has done several interviews where she questioned as well Barack Obama's legitimacy as president. And that kind of dampens the whole Free Melania situation for me in light of the things she has said during interviews without him. My feeling is, you know what? You made that bed. I'm going to watch you cry in it. I don't really care now. Too bad, Melania.
She knows what she signed up for.
She signed up for money. She's not stupid.
Uh-huh. And she's getting money. She don't give
lots
a shit. That's why she's not going to be living in the White House. It's not because, you know, and this is one thing that I would like to address. Leave the fucking kid alone. As far as Barron goes, I don't
Correct.
Know what you think of him.
Correct.
I have a 10-year-old. You don't fuck with the babies. You just
don't fuck with the baby. It's not the kid's fault.
No.
He didn't pick
his
parents. He just wound up in a situation well beyond his control. Do not attack children. Now, when I say children, I'm only talking about children. I'm not talking about adults who are out there making statements. Those kids, attack them all day long. They're hideous. The other kids are hideous. But the little ones, the ones who didn't ask to be part of this, who have not made any kind of statement, who are basically trapped in a whirlwind of shit, that is not that child's fault. Leave Baron alone. My sister is absolutely correct.
Yeah, that's the rest of them, I can't stand. Yeah, fuck them.
But for the rest of them, have
free
at
game.
It. Free game. Go ahead. Go get them. Knock them down.
Exactly. You know.
That'll let all that hostility go. I take breaks, you know, for a number of hours at a time, sometimes at night. You know, I'll stay off Facebook for most of the evening, basically, to tell you the truth, because I'm fucking asleep. And I am tired. Let me tell you what, this up and down weather, it's 70 degrees. It's 40 degrees.
I know.
Like, in a 24-hour period, it could be from winter to summer, back to winter. It's exhausting. It wears me out. I'm old. I admit it. I know it. I don't have a problem with it. But the fact of the matter is,
it's crazy.
Yeah, it's crazy. And it's the perfect weather to get really sick. You never know how to dress. It's fucked up.
Mm-hmm.
But hopefully, because next week is midwinter, we are halfway through the shit.
Yeah. I know. I'm hoping for a little bit more snow, but, you know, it's been the warmest record on year. Or you know what I mean. The warmest
year on record.
Yeah, thank you.
Yeah. You're welcome. Translator over here.
And last year was the same. It's getting hotter and hotter. But, no, there's no such thing. Global warming is a hoax. I don't understand how there's more money in, like, okay, we have oil is our base of, you know, that's what these greedy fuckers are. This is what we fought wars over. If you don't think Iraq was about getting oil, you know, or, you know, there's a pipeline between Russia and, I don't know. The Russians and the U.S. are fighting over some pipeline, I think, in Ukraine. You know, and you know, the Keystone pipeline and the Dakota Access pipeline is bullshit. Why are we not putting our money into renewable energy? There's money in. You know, you can make money off of that. You don't have to go with the dirty shit automatically. You know, it's like, why would you play in the mud and not go in a clean pool? That does not make sense to me.
Okay, the reason why
they're still going after oil.
Okay, well, the reason why is because the infrastructure for obtaining oil is faster than building basically from scratch new economies and new businesses to investigate how to harness that energy. Renewable energy is a wonderful idea. It's the way France has gone. We need to follow suit. However, things here are still mostly run on gas, oil, and electric. And that is still a lot of money, and people know how to get it. They don't have to develop technologies to harness the power. And it's just what people are used to, you know? It's easier to obtain something that's already there and available than to figure out how to create. When you don't believe in science,
just from jump,
you're going to go with what you see and what you know. So there's no learning curve here because they don't want to learn anything. It's, you know, nobody wants wind farms near them because they're quote-unquote ugly. I have to tell you, after crossing the country, I did pass a wind farm, and it's kind of spooky. It is spooky to look at.
Yeah.
But it's brilliant. And but they're not pretty things to look at. And there have been multiple battles over wind farms in the United States where people didn't want it obstructing their shoreline views. Okay? Because obviously the best place to put a wind farm is near water. Just makes sense. But people don't want that. They don't want the eyesore. The rich people do not want that.
Yeah. Because I remember as a child out in California, for new listeners, yes, I grew up in Southern California. But in Palm Springs, there's been a wind farm there. I think they built it in 1984. Yeah, and they started out with, I think, two rows, and it built out. And, it's like, oh, that's really awesome. And then I get to North Carolina, and it's like people are still smoking in the malls. It was strange. It was like literally like stepping back 20 to 30 years when I moved out here, and we're just now starting to catch up. I mean, obviously not, in the urban areas, we're all caught up and everything. But yeah, it's exhausting. Fucking exhausting trying to talk sense into people. It's like, I don't understand why people are so fucking pig-headed. They really are.
I know. Mm-hmm.
We're actually one of my aunts, my Aunt Nicole, has her friend does solar energy. And we were supposed to look it up the other night, but we're going to look it up tonight, and apparently there's like no out of pockets, and you make money back from having solar panels on your house. And we've got the perfect spot in the back of our house because we've got a two-story and the slanted roof gets sun like almost consistently throughout the day. So I'm looking into it, whether the rest of the fucking country is or not. And if it's a good deal, I'll post her link on my page. And if it's okay with you, I'll post it on Desperate Housewitches page. Because we need to just start taking steps. Like, okay, if they're not going to do it, we're going to do it. The only problem that we run across is people, the government getting involved, like, oh, no, you can't
exactly.
do that. It's like,
exactly.
Fuck you. Yeah, you can't collect rainwater. You can't feed the homeless. This is stupid. It's like that movie Idiocracy. We're getting closer and closer to it. I didn't realize it was supposed to be a documentary. Thought it was just a funny film by, I think the guy who made Beavis and Butthead made it. Well, let me look that up. Idiocracy.
Anyway.
Yeah. Anyway.
While she looks that up. Okay.
Yes. Continuing the discussion. Yeah. Mike Judge.
Yeah.
So. Funny. I don't know. So what are you doing for in bulk?
I'm still planning it out.
Okay. I got at the grocery store, it was months back because they were on sale, but corn husks. So I'm going to try to make a dolly this year. I've never made one. Yeah. So if I figure out how to make one, I'll make it to you, or I'll make one for you too.
Thanks.
You're welcome.
That's awesome. So what do you think, Mama? You done?
Yeah, I think I'm done. How about you? I know you're exhausted, so.
I'm actually fine.
Okay. Well, we're going to make it through this one way or another. You know, if we have to go, you know, all Mad Max on people, we'll go fucking all Mad Max on people.
Oh,
I
already have.
Come to my house.
Yeah, huh? I'm already there. I'm already swinging. And, you know, it's not even about arguing with other people, because I generally just don't.
Yeah.
But it's about taking action. It is about taking
exactly.
action. And you've got to take action. Don't expect anybody to come and save us. We're going to have to save us.
Yeah. Yeah. Because looking like we're getting ready to separate from the UN. So.
Yeah, and it looks like California is going to try to separate from us. So I, as I said on Devin Hunter's post earlier today, that's a good reason for me to move. So.
Yeah, you know, hey, I'll go with you. Go back home.
Anyway,
I know all
you've
the
about
stomping
done.
Ground.
You
yeah,
done, Gracie?
I am done.
All right.
Yes, I am. But we
all
love
right.
you guys, and we will see you next week with Taliesin. And we've got,
yep.
like my sister said, some exciting guests coming up, so stay tuned. I'm
yep.
going to start, you know, creating those in a timely manner. So you will start seeing more event things on our page. But we love you guys. Have a great weekend. Try to relax.
And a blessed
enjoy
and
your
a
family.
Blessed in bulk to everybody.
Absolutely. Love you guys. Thanks for coming.
Bye.
Bye.